With anti-Semitism growing by the day, Pastor Dave reminds us what God has to say about how we treat the Jews.
I will bless those who bless Israel, and I will curse those who curse Israel. As a nation, we have been incredibly blessed, and I believe one reason why is because we have blessed Israel, because we have come to her defense. We have allied ourselves with Israel. Israel is our most loyal ally. They're more loyal to us than we are to them by far. And yet, we see the tide turning in our country, where more and more people are just encouraging Israel to give it up. So they've been pressured to give up the Gaza Strip for no real reason. The so-called West Bank, the area of Samaria, will be next. And the more America puts herself in a position of being against Israel and putting pressure on Israel, I'm afraid that God's hand of blessing could just be lifted. And instead, we'll bring a curse on ourselves.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hand and the instrument I play. Wake up my voice. Let the world hear me say, you are worshipped and exalted here today.
Discovering balanced living through the Word of God, this is The Balanced Word. In a moment, we'll join Pastor Dave Rolfe in Psalm 47, a beautiful, enthusiastic song of praise, one that's been put to music. Let's be encouraged to sing songs of praise on the regular. Here's Pastor Dave with today's message.
Psalm 47, now this beautiful song of praise. It's just this boisterous, enthusiastic expression of saying, God, yay, you're God. We're so happy. And he starts out, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He's a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He'll choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to our king. Sing praises, for God is the king of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. I like that. Not only because we're told again and again and again in this psalm, sing praises, but then he goes, also with understanding. It's not just sit there and sing the song on autopilot and not even thinking about what it is that it's saying, but it's singing it personally to God, making sure that the praise is coming forth from your heart. Sometimes it's difficult to do in a crowd of people. Often when we think of praising God and worshiping him, we think of corporate worship, and that's great, and it's important. But also there are intimidations and inhibitions that come about in our lives where we don't really want to belt it out because, hey, the person in front of us might not be singing that loud, and boy, they'll hear us, and that's a bad thing. So I believe that if the only time you sing praises to God is in church, that's kind of sad. You need to get out where you're away from everyone else or get in your car with the windows rolled up and just really belt it out and sing praises to the Lord from your heart with understanding, as he says here, to do it so that you really mean it. You're singing every word. I've had some great times just where I began to, and I'll pop on a praise album of some kind, and then I'll just consciously sing it as it's happening. I'll sing, but I'm actually offering it to the Lord. I've also discovered some songs that I've sang for years don't really have much to say because you try to personalize it and you're going, I don't even know what this means. But when we express our praise in that way to the Lord, it's a beautiful thing, really. It's something that we're commanded to do, but it's just completely, obviously logical when you see the kind of God that we serve. I really wonder if you know God, if you just don't like to praise him, if you just don't feel compelled to worship him, do you really know him at all? Because as we grow to understand him, to love him more, this should just be natural. He goes on to say, God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted.
Verse 15,
So he says, but God, verse 15, will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Hey, after it's all said and done and my body rots, God's going to lift me up out of the grave. I'm going to be in heaven with God for eternity. Do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased, for when he dies, he'll carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lives, he blesses himself, for men will praise you when you do well for yourself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. A man who is in honor yet does not understand is like the beasts that perish.
On we go to Psalm 50 tomorrow on The Balanced Word. Listen in for Dave Rolfe's message, Thanks But No Thanks, right here next time. This program is brought to you by Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel and online at thebalancedword.com.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands. And